If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 14. Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my maidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sceptre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, and seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto him about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostle. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. We preached last week on the purpose of man is to give glory to God. The whole purpose of man is to give God glory. That's why we're here. Amen. But I want to preach on just a little bit this morning. I want to preach on this thought This is that. Amen? This is that that God give us. Amen? And I appreciate Him today, and I appreciate the Word of God. And we can see this in the Acts chapter 2, and we know the story that before what we read in your hearing this morning, that the Holy Ghost of God had done fell upon them, a Pentecost had taken place, and the promise of God had come down to men. The Holy Ghost of God had fell. The Holy Ghost of God had come into men's hearts and lives and abode with them. Amen. That promise that Jesus had made when He went out of here, He said, tarry in Jerusalem till you're endowed with Spirit from on high. And praise God, on that glorious day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost of God, the very Spirit of the Father, amen, come down and fell upon them and indwelt them and moved into them and took up His place of abode. And as we begin to read here, we begin to see God in everything that's done here. We begin to see the magnificence of the Lord God of glory as He begins to speak through us or to us through this thing. I want to say, blessed be the Word of God. Amen. This is a book. Amen. At every page of it, praise God, is about Him. Everything in this blessed old book is about God Almighty, amen? It's written about Him, praise God, but it's written to us, amen? And boy, I thank God that we have that, and it's about Him and how He loves us and He cares for us. He's there for us to minister to us and to help us every step of the way, amen? Because He loves us and He cares for us. And we see here in the Word of God that Peter stands up and he begins to magnify the blessed name of the Lord. He begins to lift Him up, and he said, this is that, praise God, that's been promised to you. I want to say, this is that God has made manifest to men down through the ages, praise God, a good God of glory that looks down upon us and He loves us and He cares for us and He wants to minister to us. Amen. What a blessing that is. Had a great God, amen, the God of the universe, looks down on us. I mean, this little old planet Earth, praise God, He chose for Himself, nothing more than a speck of dust in the cosmos. That's all we are. Compared to this vast universe we live, Earth is just a little speck of dust. But God has made it a place, praise God, that's precious in His sight. Amen. A place where He put me and you, praise God, that we could live and love and worship Him and magnify His blessed name for all that He does. Peter says, this is that, praise God, that was spoken by the prophet. He said, this is that's been promised. This is that's been handed down. Ain't you glad, praise God, we've got it so that we can just continue to hand it down. Amen, praise God. It's sweet, praise God, the Word of God. He said, it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God. Amen, He said, this is that God has said. Amen, He said, it's not something man's made up. It's not something man's kind of conjure up from somewhere. Praise God, He said, this is that God has said. Amen. I want to say this more, that makes a difference. Amen. If man told us something, if man wrote us down something and give it to us, amen, it might be all right. It might hold up for a little while, but praise God, somewhere along the way, it would let us down. But I want to say, praise God, God's give us words, and He's give us His promise, praise God, and His word, His promise, will never fail. That's why we can put our faith in Him today. We can trust Him, praise God, because He won't fail us. Amen. He said, this is that God has said. He said, I'll pour out of My Spirit. That means, you know what that means? That means, Brother Andrew, that He's given in a generous portion. Amen. Praise God, He's not just passing out in little old tidbits here and there, Brother Bill, but glory be to God, He's a passing it out. He's pouring it out, amen, to whosoever wants to get up under the spout. Amen. Hey, that's what we had that in Sunday school this morning. People got to praising Him and He got to drinking out of the spout. Amen. That's when it's getting good. You say, well, preacher's about a shout. It ain't always about a shout sometimes. But you know what? I want to say sometimes we ain't careful, praise God. If we can't have a shout, we get a pout. Amen. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I like gathering with God's people, singing praise of Him. Hey, see, it's about Him. It's not about us. It's about giving God the glory, man. Magnify, lift Him up, praise God, as a good God of glory, as my God and your God. Amen. When we realize that, praise God, it's different now. And Brother David said a while ago, it's different now. Amen. Things have changed in my life. It's not about me nor it's about Him. Amen. So Peter said, hey, this is that God has promised to us. This is that God's told us we come to play. He says, He's poured out His Spirit now on your sons and your daughters. Amen. You say, well, preacher, my sons, my daughters out there, they're way out in left field. They ain't getting none of this. They may probably not get it because mom and daddy ain't getting none of it. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. Hey, you know what, Mama? Hey, your children's only going to be excited about God, the house of God and things of God as you are. Amen. They're only going to be as excited. They're only going to be as faithful. They're going to be less faithful than you are. That's statistics. That's proven. Amen. But praise God, when we love the Lord with all our heart, and He's the most precious part, praise God. But Peter said, this is that, praise God, that was promised from the throne of grace. All these things, it would take place, all these miracles, all these things. They said they'll see visions and dream dreams. You know what's wrong with it? Our people ain't got no, we ain't seeing a vision. He said, without a vision, the people perish. We're not dreaming dreams. We don't have dreams, praise God, of our children getting in and meeting them on the streets of glory. Amen. I'm talking about in heaven. Praise the Lord. When we get a vision. Amen. So Peter's here telling this. Some of these things here he's talking about will take place in the future. Amen. But he said, it shall come to pass in that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Why? This is that God has done. He's made provision for folks to get in. That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Amen. And then Peter's got, it's like he's a pause here. And I can just see in my mind's eye, and Peter says, now how can I continue what I'm about to say? He said, how can I say what I need to say and not offend nobody? How can I say what I need to say and not hurt anybody's feelings? How can I say what I need to say and it'll sound really cool to the kids? How can I say what God wants me to say, and the kids will think it's cool? Huh? He said, how can I say what I need to say without compromising the gospel? Amen. How can I say what you ought to try preaching sometimes? Praise God. Sometimes you feel like you got a bunch of kids, a bunch of children. And you got to be careful what you say because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Amen? And a lot of times, we got a chip at where Brother Rex talks about. Amen? That little scratch somebody has, and Brother Rex, I just put a Band-Aid on it. Amen? Go on. But Peter's here, how can I say this? It won't hurt nobody's feelings. And he said, you know what? Holy Ghost, that God, I believe, spoke to him. He said, son, just preach the gospel. Amen. Just tell them the truth, praise God, and the truth will set them free from that. Amen. So Paul just reared back his ears, praise God, took him a big deep breath and said, let me just tell you how it is. Amen. Listen to what he says. Praise the Lord. He says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. He said, listen to me, I got something to tell you. Amen. He said, Jesus of Nazareth, he don't give no chance for any doubt. He said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, a man approved of God. Amen. That man, that one that was set up for exhibit for man to look at in this whole universe. The one that God showed off to mankind. He said, this Lord, the Jesus of Nazareth, whom God has approved of. A man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs. This is that God done. He said, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. He said, it's God. He said, this is that God said He would do. Praise God, and you've seen Him do it. Amen. We didn't see Him do it, but we've got His Word. And His Word is truth, praise God. Brother Bill, we can believe that. Me and you can take that to the bank, believe it, because God said it. It's true. Amen. Praise God. He said, God said it. He said, Him being delivered by a permanent counsel and foreknowledge of God. This is that. He said, that God did. He prepared it, the determinate counsel, foreknowledge of God. Amen. And by wicked hands, He said, that foreknowledge of God, ye have taken. Who did that? Me and you. Amen. Ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. He said, you've impaled Him on a cross. You've killed Him, praise God. Amen. Didn't hold back, didn't compromise a bit. He said, this may not make you feel warm and fuzzy, but let me just tell you what you did. Amen. He said, you've killed, you've slain, you've crucified, impaled the Lord Jesus Christ. You've killed Him. Amen. Why? Because of your sinfulness. because of your rejecting, praise God, you've killed him. He said, you've killed the precious Lamb of God. Amen. It's just as if you hung him on the cross yourself. It's just as if you was one of them old, sorry, stinking soldiers that drove them nails. You know what? We were those old sorry, stinking soldiers that drove those nails. Amen. Me and you, praise God, because of our sinfulness, because of the fall, praise God, we were the ones that drove those nails. We crucified him. We killed our Savior. Amen. And if we ain't very careful, we crucify and we kill him every day. Amen. We keep putting him on the cross. We keep trying to put him on the cross. Amen. But praise be to God, he's already died one time for all, and that's all that's needed. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you've crucified, you've killed him. Amen. But he said, whom God? This is that God did. When man sought to kill the Savior, praise God, guess that Bible said, but God stepped up. This is that God did, and he raised him from the dead. Amen. He said, but whom God hath raised up, having loosed in the pains of death. So he got rid of that. He destroyed it, got it out of the way. Death has no effect. It has no hold on the Savior. Praise God. Because death is because of sin. Because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. He said it didn't have the power, it didn't have the strength to hold the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because there was no sin found to him at all. Praise God. Pilate looked at him. Herod looked at him. They examined him from top to bottom, head to toe. And they said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. They said, what do you want to do? They said, crucify him. Amen. But Pilate said, I find no fault. He said, there's nothing to hold him. Praise God. There's nothing worthy of death. Amen. But he said, this is that God said he'd do. He said, if they put him to death, he said, I'll raise him up. Amen. He said, let them destroy this temple. He's speaking of his body. And he said, in 3 days, I'll raise it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. How did he speak? How did Jesus speak with such authority? Because he was God Almighty in the flesh. Manifest to me and you, praise God, so that we could see him and be excited when he got up out of the grave. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but one day in a little while, Brother Jeff, this old flesh may go by way of the grave, but glory be to God, this old spirit that lives in me is going back to my Father and give it, and I'm going to be rejoicing around the throne room of God. Amen. Praise God. Boy, I tell you, if I didn't have that blessed hope this morning, I wouldn't wait till the message over. Holy Ghost, God dealt my heart. I'd hit that aisle running, praise God. I'd fall on my face. I'd say, God, forgive me, a sinner. Save me, praise God. Give me that blessed hope in my heart. Amen. He said, this is that God said he'd take care of. Amen. He said, Bible goes on here, and he says that there was a great patriarch, David. Remember King David? He said he looked out, and as David was a-looking, he said, he could always see the Lord in front of him. He said, he's always right there at my right. That right hand always represents that hand of power, that hand of guidance, that hand of leadership. He said, hey, praise God, even when I didn't know what to do, praise God, he was always right there to lead me along. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He said he was always right there. Amen. To guide me, praise God. He said, every time I look, I always see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. However, I always see the Lord in that exalted place that he desires and deserves and longs to be. David said, you know what? In all my life, he said, I never did see him down here. Amen. He said, I never did to see the... But he said, praise God, I always saw him high and lifted up. Amen. Praise God. What we need to do, we need to start seeing, always seeing the Lord high and lifted up. This is that God, praise God, that's exalted on high. Amen. The Lord of our lives, praise the Lord. He can't be the Lord of our life and be way down here. Oh, he comes down. The Bible says he condescends down to me, and he comes down to where we're at with that strong arm of God, that right hand of power, praise God, and he lifts us up out of that mess. Amen. He establishes our going. He puts our feet upon a solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But David said, I looked and I saw that power always before me. Amen. He said, therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. He said, because I know who God is. Because I know He's high and lifted up. Because I know He's on the throne, praise God. He said, I have a hope today. Amen. He said his soul was rejoicing in hope. You have hope this morning. The Bible says without hope, praise God, we're all men most miserable. If we have hope only in this world, we're all men most miserable. We got to have hope. We need hope. That's that faith with expectation, praise God, till the Lord takes us home. Amen. Till we go to be with Him. Praise the Lord. He said, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One. He's talking about Jesus. To see corrupt. He said, there's no corruption in Him. And He said, because there's no corruption. See, men, you're full of corruption. Amen. We're full of corruption. But He said, there's no corruption in the Holy One. Praise the Lord. He's that one that's pure and clean and positive, praise God, that has the ability to save. Amen. And to bring, to even save men from death. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you always say that, but we all, if the Lord tarries, He said, we're going to all go by the grave. We may, hey, these old bodies may go to, may fizzle out, and these old, they may roll it up here in front of a church and say a few words over, but the Spirit of God lives forever. Amen. Amen. It never dies. Yep. Amen. One day, glory be to the resurrection of the body when He takes it up to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Those that's died in the Lord, praise God, that He'll bring with Him. And those that are alive and remain, praise God, will be snatched out of here to go be with Him forevermore. Amen. Why did you say it? I'm saying that's the blessed hope we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without hope, we'd be among all men most miserable. But we have hope. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you know? Do you know? Praise God, your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if something happens to you on the way home today, praise God, you'll be with the Lord forevermore. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, if we know that today, praise God, you ought to come out there with a shout instead of a pout. You ought to come out here praising God, saying, well, glory, glory, glory. I know where I'm going. I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. Amen. I'm looking for a city, praise God. Just over yonder, glory to God, in a little while. Amen. One that's not made with hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, Holy One shall not see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Amen. He said, boy, when I get to thinking about you, how good you are, how it's going to be, Brother Andrew, when you get in the presence of God. Amen. You leave all this old junk that we carry behind us when you get rid of them burdens of sin, burdens of care, burdens of heart, the trials and the tribulations. When you leave it behind, praise God, and you see Jesus face to face. Amen. You pull up over and around the throne of glory. And all this sadness, all this sorrow that we've had from those that's gone on before. Brother Bill, praise God, that'll all be gone and we'll be joy unspeakable when we stroll into there, praise God, and there they are. They look over at us with a smile that Ajax wouldn't wash off. And they say, welcome home. Welcome home, honey. It's good to see you. Welcome home, praise God. Been waiting for, been expecting you, praise the Lord. What a glorious day that's going to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Won't that be exciting? Can you imagine? Praise God. Hey, old folks gone for a long time. He said, hey, but praise God, the Lord not see corruption. And guess, look at verse 29 here. He begins to proclaim to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, men and brethren. Peter begins to speak. He's done quoted David. And he begins to speak. He said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you, the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his scepter is with us unto this day. He said, that same David I'm telling you about, hey, he's dead and he's buried. He said, right over there is the cemetery. You can go over there and see where he's buried. You can look at it. Look on his headstone where he's got it. He said his sepulcher where he wrote his name. Wrote his date, maybe got a date of birth and a date of death. With that little dash in the middle, that was his life that he lived. Amen. I said, therefore being a prophet, talk about David, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on His throne. Amen. This is that God had spoken of, praise God. He said, I'm going to send a Savior. I'm going to send a King of kings and a Lord of lords, praise God. Amen. He said, I'm going to send a fleshly king. will that be? That'll be the Lord Jesus Christ in all His magnificence, praise God, sitting on the throne of David in Jerusalem in the flesh, praise God. Can you imagine that? He said, well, preacher, it'll be an exciting time. You ain't a kidding. Amen. This is that God has spoken of that He will fulfill, He will do, praise God, in just a little while. Amen. But to fulfill that prophecy, the promise that He gave. Amen. He goes on and he says he's seeing that this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that His soul was not left in hell, neither His flesh did see corruption. Amen. Praise God. He went to that grave. And there's there 3 days. Praise God. At the end of 3 days, just as God said, glory be to God, He come out of there. He come out of there. Praise the Lord. You said, yeah, preacher, I know. They went over and rolled the stone away and they let Him out. No, glory to God. He was already gone, praise God, when they rolled that stone away. Jesus was gone, glory to God. Amen. He come out of there. Boy, don't that bless your heart? It don't matter what they've got. It don't matter where they put you, what kind of box they put you in, how deep they bury you, praise God. When Jesus says, come up hither, glory to God, glory to God, on resurrection day, you'll come out of there, praise the Lord. Amen. See the magnificent thing about that, praise God. People talk all the time about the ground being paved up and all. That's not biblical. Do you know that? Amen. That's not biblical. Praise God. He come to get that thing. And he said he come out of there, praise God, with that stone still being in place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It don't matter where you at, Brother Bill. It don't matter what take place. Praise God. When He calls for you, you'll come out of there. Praise the Lord. Right through that coffin. Right through that vault. Right through the ground. Praise God. To be present with the Lord. Amen. I hope that helps your heart. I know a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't know about it. They put me in there, but I don't know how. I just hope the Lord get me out of there. Hey, let me tell you something. God won't have no trouble getting you out of there, praise God. When He says, come up hither, glory be to God, you'll come up hither. Amen. You think He can't bring you through that He's already made? You think He can't take what He's made, me and you, and bring us up through something that He's already made? Bible said up there in the upper room, praise God, after he had His resurrection, the disciples all gathered down there and they were scared to death. They feared just any minute the law was going to come and all of a sudden, Jesus, there He was. Amen. He just walked through the wall. He didn't know. I told you He didn't knock on the door because it scared them to death. But they looked up and there He was, standing there in the middle. He just walked through the door, literally without opening it. Amen. Had it, glory to God, and there He was. That's what's going to happen to me and you one day. Glory to God, in a little while, He was given an example, praise God. He said, when it's time for you to be in the presence of the Lord, glory be to God, there will be. Amen. This is that God said would take place. Boy, you ought to be excited about that. Amen. God's going to fulfill His promise to His people. Amen. He said, this is what Jesus has promised you to do. This is the fulfilling of that promise. He goes on, verse 32, he said, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Peter said, hey, these fellows here, they ain't telling you something they don't know. He said, we seed Him. Amen. He said, that may be just old Galilean language, but praise God, we seed Him. Amen. So He got up, glory to God, and we seed Him. We saw the Lord, praise God. We saw a risen Savior. He said, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received. He said, this is what God has done. He raised the Son up, set Him at His own right hand. Praise the Lord. And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. He said, this is that God has promised He would reveal, He would give to me and you. He would show us, praise God. He'd let us live. He'd let us be a part of that promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, a lot of times I think we get discouraged because the Holy Ghost of God deals with our heart. Sometimes we do things we oughtn't to. Amen. And He brings conviction. Conviction sets in on us, praise God, and it worries us. We miss a meal, can't eat, we can't sleep, amen, until we get it right. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord for Holy Ghost conviction. Without it, He said, your bastards are not sons. I'm glad for the convicting power of God. Amen. Why? Because He said, this is that God has given us. Amen. That we might do things to His glory. that he might be magnified and lifted up to the high and lofty place. He said, David is not ascended into heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord. I like that, don't you? The Lord said unto my Lord. He said the capital L-O-R-G, good, the Lord God Jehovah, said to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, can you think about that? One of these days, praise God. God said, hey, I'm going to make all your enemies your footstool. I'm going to put them down here underneath you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to take them out of the way. He said, therefore. Now listen to this. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel. Amen. He said, this is that God has done. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly. See, there's that blessed assurance. He said, you need some assurance. You need to know that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified. Amen. I'm not worried about offending you. I'm not worried about hurting your feelings. I'm going to say that same one that you crucified, that you put to death, that you slain, that you murdered. That same Jesus that whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Said he is the Messiah. He's the anointed one of God. Said he come from heaven above. Amen. Said he came from heaven down to me and you. Praise the Lord. And then God begins to prick their heart, the Bible says. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. You know what that is? That's Holy Ghost conviction. Amen? That's Holy Ghost. I'm afraid a lot of places today we don't know nothing about Holy Ghost conviction. Amen? We come in, we pop our blow gum, and we twist our hair, and we come in, and we're just looking for a good time and a hoorah and go to the house. We don't want to say, no, that same thing will hurt our feelings. We don't want nobody to read from the book something that'll get down plowing our row. I mean, we just sit there and say, amen, preacher, give it to them when they're plowing somebody else's. But boy, when he gets to plowing our row, amen, instead of saying, oh me, and hitting the altar, we puff up. Amen. We puff up and we pout and we get mad, praise God. Instead of falling on our face, say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Amen. Praise God, I have to do it all the time. I listen to these preachers on the radio sometimes, and boy, they get to preaching and plowing, and glory be God, they get right down where I'm living. And boy, as a morsel of that scripture, I'll be listening, old score, be reading the Bible, and I'll give a portion of that scripture, boy, it'll just reach down, just prick my heart. Boy, I tell you what, I just have to bow my head and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Amen. So he pricked them in their heart, Holy Ghost conviction. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, now listen, this is a question. What shall we do? They ask a question here. What he said, and Peter says that, and Peter goes on verse 38, he said, this is that God said you do. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. He said, this is that God said you do. This is that God said would work. This is the only solution. He said, repent and be baptized. Amen. He said, repent for your remission of sins. He said, that's that scapegoat. You remember the scapegoat? Where they'd bring that scapegoat out and they'd pray and they'd take one goat and the priest would kill him for himself. The Levites, and they'd take that other scapegoat, bring it in there. And that priest would get over there and he would pray all the sins of the nation of Israel on that scapegoat, on his head. He said, praise God, we've got a scapegoat, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a great Savior, glory to God. He takes away those sins away. Amen. Gets rid of them forever. They'd take that scapegoat and they'd pray all them sins in, and then they'd leave him out. And he was a just man, praise God, would take him out into the wilderness and leave him. Amen. But glory be to God, he said, when the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, we trust in him. When we believe in him, we repent of our sins. And we heap them sins upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes them away, glory to God. Cast them in a sea of forgetfulness. Plunges them neath the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, never to be remembered again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get shed of them. A whole lot more than what that goat could do. Amen. Praise God. This is that God said he would do. He said, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what? The Holy Ghost of God, that's a gift that we receive when we get born again. I believe what's wrong with people today, there's a whole lot of people sitting in our Baptist church. We've never been born again because we don't have the Holy Ghost of God. There's no conviction in our heart. There's no conviction in our lives. There's no conviction in our actions and our reactions. Amen. But he said, this is that God said he would do. Said he'd send a promise of the Holy Ghost to God. He said, for this promise is unto you and to your children, to them that all that are far off. Amen. They might be drawn nigh. Amen. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. He said, he's the one that brings them in. He said, this is that God said he would do. And what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this is a promise that God said he would give. This is that God has worked out. Amen. He gave us provisions. He gave us a solution. He gave us a means in order to be saved. Amen. So that we can come in and give God all the glory for all that he's done. Amen. The whole purpose of man, as I told you last week, is to give God glory. And he said, this is that God has done so that we can give him glory for it all. Everything that God's done, he said he gave it for his glory. He said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen? Praise the Lord. Why? They believed God. This is that God said he would do. When people believe him, he adds to the church such as should be saved. When we believe God. Amen. And the Bible says, verse 42, said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines. That's biblical teaching, instruction, and fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. Amen. They kept praying. They kept magnifying God. They couldn't get enough of talking to the Father. Amen. Why? Because this is that, praise God, that God had given to them. Amen. This is that God has given to us. He says in verse 47, and I'm done. He says, praising God and have favor and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church. Did you notice? Have you ever noticed that? He said, having favor with all the people. Why? Because there was something different in them. There was something so unique that people said, you know what? He's all right. So I never cared nothing about him before. But you know what? For some reason, he's all right. Amen. I may not like what he's doing. I may not like his religion. I may not like his... But he's all right. He's a good guy. Amen. But they said he was... They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Why? Because this is that God promised he'd do. Amen. This is that God said he would take care of. This is that God has promised to me and you if we just believe in Him. If we trust Him, He said, I'll save you. He told the Philippian jailer, He said, I'll save you and your household. Amen? If you just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But you know what our problem is? This is that the Lord has done, but we're not willing to receive it and accept it into our life and make it a part of who we are. So our loved ones are left out in the cold. Amen. It's almost like we're building a wall ourselves and we're painting them outside. Amen. Kind of like Nehemiah when he was building the wall and all those outside were saying, hey, you know what? That's not going to amount to nothing. If a fox goes up there, it'll fall down. But while they were doubting and while they were ridiculed, while they're putting down, oh, Nehemiah, praise God, just kept praying and building the wall. But guess what happened to those people outside, those that was criticizing and putting down? Praise God, when the wall was done, Nehemiah was on the inside with God, and those other folks was on the outside without God. If we ain't careful, because this is that God has promised, He's told us to take place, if we ain't careful, we build a wall and we leave our loved ones outside. Amen. It's time that we tear down that wall and say, you know what? This is that God has said, that He's promised to me. I'm going to receive it to myself. I'm going to draw closer to Him. Maybe you're here and you're not being saved. You say, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe the Holy Ghost of God's a dealing with your heart. Maybe the Holy Ghost God's a dealing with you to be saved. You've never been saved. And He's saying, you know what? I love you and I don't want you to go to hell. I want to save you. I want you to give me glory. I want you to be able to lift up my name. If that's you today, today would be a good day to be saved. But today would be a good day to say to ourselves, you know, this is that that God has promised us. And I'm just going to reach out and I'm going to receive that promise. Amen. I'm going to receive it unto myself so that somebody else around, so a little bit of it can run over on them. Amen. So that they can receive that promise too.